Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi is here. Tom's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. More than 6 years he's been hanging out with us. Tom has been an educator education field. He's been a business owner. He is a business owner and has been working with business owners over the years, working with small business development centers and as well as SCORE. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, and he's a filmmaker. He's our good friend, Tom Anastasi. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, well, thank you, Jim. Thank you very much.
Good to have you back. So quick, I need a quick update on Spin the Plate.
Yeah, we finished
editing
it.
It's his film, folks.
We're in the very final
stages. His indie film.
Yes, indie film, feature film. Very final stages of things like color correction and sound editing. And we're going to start submitting it to film festivals next month or December.
All right.
And we had three focus groups, one in Boston, one in New Hampshire, and then one in Los Angeles. We got great feedback on that. And most indie films don't do that, but
right.
Being a product manager, it's
right.
A product, and we got great feedback.
Spintheplate.com, right?
Yes.
All right, so check it out, folks, and
yep.
See what you think. And Tom will keep us posted on that. So good luck, Tom. So let's talk about something that's plagued small business owners for generations. And this is the one area, if you had to boil it down to one thing that small business owners could learn an awful lot from our big business brothers and sisters out there, is the process of onboarding prospective employees, new employees. We're horrible at searching for, finding, qualifying the right employee, interviewing them, and being discerning and selective in picking through four or five or six to find just the right one. We typically just don't take, small business owners typically just don't take that kind of time and effort to bring on new people. And it's a real sad situation.
It is. And, but one of the things is that what you're looking for is personality. You're looking for the right personality to be in a small business. And
wait a minute. So if I tell my neighbor that I need a new employee, do you know anybody? And they say, yeah, Joe's son needs a job. Well, okay, send him over. I'll hire him. But that's not what we're supposed to do.
No,
that's what happens.
It does. And but one of the things is that in getting ready for this, I talk to small business people all the time. But in the last week, I reached out to several of small business people and said, okay, what's the number one personality trait that you look for in hiring people? And they all said the same thing, the willingness to be adaptable. And that's actually a personality trait. Now, if your neighbor's person, may be a great fit for you, but what do we mean by that? Well, if it's a big company, you're going to be doing one thing and one thing only. But if you're a small company, you're going to have to wear many, many different hats. So how do you find that out in an interview? Well, what you do is things like, have you shown adaptability in various positions? Get specific examples. Or something like, if I told you something was needed on a moment's notice, what would you do? And if people would sit there and say, well, no one's ever asked me that before, or I'd panic, or I wouldn't know what to do. I'd mm-hmm. ask you what exactly needed to be done.
You're trying to find out if these people, if this person has a problem-solving instinct or process.
Right.
Because that's what I would say. If you'd said that to me, I would say, well, it sounds like I need to employ my problem-solving skills. Tell me more. That's
right.
What I would
and
say.
Then exactly. And then can they cite examples, especially specific examples?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the thing you're looking for. Because obviously during an interview, people are going to say, sure, I'm adaptable. I love new challenges. Okay,
when you've been faced with a situation that you were surprised about that was made life tough on you? How did you deal with that?
Exactly.
Those
Perfect.
Kinds of things.
Yes. Yes. And that's going to find that adaptable person. Because that's the person you're going to need. Mm-hmm. You know, another thing you can ask is things.
Well, you're right about the adaptable thing, Tom. Because boy, howdy, does our world get turned upside down out here on Main Street on a daily basis? Right.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Try as we might, we still, you know, as hard as we all work to solve problems and get things off our plate, we still find ourselves from time to time with some crisis management, and that requires being adaptable.
Right, and we can't hire three people. We need to have one person that can do the job of three people and be smiling all the time, which is the key part to that. You know, questions like, what's a good day at work like? You know, that's a great question. You know, when you've had a good day, what's that day like? Another question you can ask is something like, what is your ideal boss like? And, you know, if that person sounds like you, that's probably a good thing. So let's say that you really busy and you're a real hands-off person, you just want to give somebody a task, have them do it. Yeah, if they have a question, yeah, go to you. If they need some clarification, go to you, but you are not a micromanager. Mm-hmm. You don't have time. Well, if they sit there and say, well, my ideal boss would tell me exactly what to do, when to do it, lays the steps out, you know, 1, 2, 3,
right.
Then, you know, and there are certain jobs where that's essential. And
or they might say, especially some of the millennials might say, well, I'd gather my crew around me and we'd work it out. Well, I'd say, well, look around you. There aren't too many crew members here.
Exactly. Or I would Google it. Okay, the internet's down. What would you do?
Right.
I don't know. I'm lost. The internet has to be up. Yeah, so these are the types of things
To me, Tom, more importantly than specific questions, and, you know, I've just got to say this, is taking more time and going through a deliberate professional process of finding and interviewing and selecting, selecting the right person. That's being patient and bringing on a new person, to me, is more important than anything else for a small business. What do you think?
Oh, I agree completely. And we've all been, you know, looking for jobs ourselves, and I know very few people who got every single job they applied for. We understand that we're not going to win every time. And
right.
So, you know, don't be afraid to tell the person, you know, this isn't the best fit or,
right.
You know, right now it's not the best fit. It might be in a couple years and keep them around. And, you know, if you talk to 4, 5, 6, 7 people, you're going to find that perfect fit.
Tom, I need that website, please. Your website.
Oh, TomAnastasi.com.
All right. So check it out, folks. Just like it sounds, we're going to change subject when we come back. This is something that's going on right now that you might not know about, but you probably won't like it. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.